The Americas. Lands, 57. Population, 970,234,987. Publishers, 3,943,337. Bible studies, 4,341,698. They invited a couple to stay in their home. In Las Vegas, Nevada, a non-witness couple wanted a peaceful place to live, so they sold their home in order to move to the Dominican Republic. However, they had to leave their house 10 days before their flight was scheduled. To help them, their neighbors, who were Jehovah's Witnesses, invited the couple to stay with them in their home. During their stay, the couple attended a meeting at the Kingdom Hall. They were surprised and found it interesting to hear the date 1914 mentioned. They knew that this was a key date in world history. Once the couple arrived in the Dominican Republic, they requested a Bible study from the first witnesses who called on them. 14 months later, they were both dedicated and baptized. Just what she needed. The brothers set up a literature stand at the 2012 International Book Fair in Panama City, Panama. Two schoolgirls approached the stand. One of the girls told the sister who was tending the stand that she was upset. The girl explained that her father was a drug addict and that she did not know how to deal with the situation. The sister showed the girl Chapter 23 of the book Questions Young People Ask, Answers That Work, Volume 2, entitled, What If My Parent Is Addicted to Drugs or Alcohol? The girl exclaimed, This is just what I need! The girls hugged the sister and returned an hour later to thank her again. During the 5 days that the fair lasted, the brothers placed 1,046 books, 1,116 magazines, and 449 brochures. 56 people left their addresses so that the witnesses could visit them. 4 years of preaching on his own. Freddie, whose mother tongue is Cabecar, lives in a remote mountain community in Costa Rica. Some 4 years ago, while working in the capital, San Jose, Freddie obtained the book, What Does the Bible Really Teach?, and the brochure, What Does God Require of Us? The publisher who placed the literature with Freddie told him to go and preach to his people, so he returned to his community. Freddie studied the Bible Teach book on his own and made changes in his life, such as legalizing his marriage. Then he taught the Cabecar people the truth as best he could. Freddie arranged classes for his Bible students. He had 6 levels of classes, assigning students according to how well they did on an exam that he gave them to test their Bible knowledge. He organized meetings and even held the memorial, writing up his own invitations, which stated, Jehovah's Witnesses invite you to attend the memorial of Christ's death with us. He did all of this for 4 years without any further contact with the witnesses. Meanwhile, he prayed to Jehovah to send witnesses to help him. Recently, Freddie's prayer was answered. Some witnesses made the difficult trip to his community and were amazed to see all that he had accomplished. They reported, Although Freddie is not a baptized witness, he lives like one. After just 3 months, he was approved as an unbaptized publisher. In order to get baptized, Freddie came down the mountain to attend his first convention, bringing along 19 of his Bible students. Now he has organized 3 additional Cabecar speaking groups in settlements even more isolated than his own. She defended her faith at school. One day, Anna, who attends high school in the United States, had to defend her faith against several of her peers who were outraged that she did not believe in the Trinity. They started to gang up on me, reports Anna, but I kept calm because I did not want to give onlookers a bad opinion of Jehovah's Witnesses. That night, she prayed to Jehovah for courage and did research on the Trinity doctrine. The next day, Anna brought her Bible to school. Her classmates surrounded her, many of them snickering. Nevertheless, she courageously shared several scriptures and reasoned on them. Eventually, those arguing with her became speechless. The primary antagonist, who was also the class president, ended up confessing that she now respects Jehovah's Witnesses. Throughout the school year, she asked Anna various questions about her beliefs. A broken shoe at the right time. A young woman in Barbados was walking to church one Sunday morning when a strap on her shoe broke. She went to a nearby house and asked for a safety pin to fix the shoe. It happened to be the home of a witness sister and her daughter. While the young woman was repairing her shoe, the sister explained to her how Bible prophecies are now being fulfilled. The sister's daughter then invited the young woman to attend the meeting with them at the Kingdom Hall later that morning. Seeing that she was late for her church service, the woman decided to accept the invitation. During the meeting, she looked up all the scriptures in her King James Bible. The program deeply impressed her. She said that she was tired of hearing the noise of drums and shouting in her church, and that she had always wanted to study her Bible in a quiet atmosphere. She accepted the Bible teach book as well as a Bible study. She attends all the meetings and eagerly participates in them. Only one person can stop him from preaching. A young brother in Guyana relates, "I like to witness to my classmates at school, but there is one boy who does not like it when I preach. One day, he pushed me against a wall and said to me, 'Stop preaching!' I replied that the only person who can stop me is Jehovah. As I continued preaching, the boy cut my backpack. He then punched me in the face, splitting my lip. Both of us were called to the office of the head teacher, who asked me what I had done to cause the boy to punch me in the face. I replied that I was preaching the good news, and that is why the boy was fighting with me. The head teacher asked why I did not fight back, even suggesting that I should have done so. I said that I had learned from the Bible at Romans 12:17 that Christians should return evil for evil to no one. On hearing that, the head teacher excused me and said that she would deal with the boy who attacked me.